Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
All right, Rob. I am asking you this not because I plan on making a bet on tonight's game, but I'm pretty sure that there's going to be a lot of you that lay down a little bit of money for Thursday night football. Maybe you don't have kids. Maybe you plan on doing your Halloween trick-or-treating and you plan on coming back for the second half of the game and watching it. It actually should be a pretty decent and competitive game between the Houston Texans and the New York Jets. The Texans are certainly in that Super Bowl conversation, and the Jets, well, they're the Jets. But something is off about this game, even if you were somebody that doesn't wager on the outcome of these games. The Jets are a small favorite in this game. They're a 2-point favorite. So it's a coin flip game, but Vegas has decided that the Jets have a real small advantage in this. I was perusing the internet earlier, and somebody who represents DraftKings says that there is 4 times the amount of money on Houston than there is for the Jets in this. Now, I know that some of you believe that the spread is not indicative of who they think is going to win, and the goal is to get money on each side, even though that very, very rarely happens in Vegas. The public is very, very strong on the Houston Texans in this game. This is my question, Rob. Text line 913-586-7965. Does the spread say more about how the public feels about the Houston Texans? Or does the spread say how the public feels more about the New York Jets? Because the public has been very, very slow to let the Jets go. And if you want to look ahead at the Jets schedule for just a little bit, if you are holding out hope that the Jets can get back in this thing and turn things around, they have to win this game. And if the Jets win this game, you know what? You can really squint. And you can see a path in which they potentially turn things around. They got Houston at home. They would get a mini bye week. They have on the road against Arizona. That's a game that the Jets could win. They have Indianapolis right now that has their own form of quarterback issues. They then have a bye week, and then they have a home game against the Seattle Seahawks. I'm not telling you that the Jets are going to get back in this thing. I'm simply saying that if you were somebody who was still holding out hope for the Jets, there is no pathway to them turning things around that does not include them beating the Houston Texans at home tonight on Thursday Night Football, especially a Houston team that is as banged up as they are. No Nico Collins, who was maybe the best receiver in the league before the injury. Stephon Diggs tore his ACL. We're talking about a Texans team that is coming in wounded on a short week on the road. But they're also a 5-2 football team that has been one of the better teams in the National Football League. Rob, do you think that this spread says more about how the public feels about the Jets and their reluctancy to kind of let the Jets go? Or do you think this is the public saying, hey, we're not fully bought into the Houston Texans yet?
I think it says way more about the Texans. Because let's do this exercise. Let's look at every other AFC division leader. If they were on the road against the Jets on Thursday night, would they be a dog? The Chiefs, who are banged up. Being banged up is not unique to the Texans. The Chiefs are banged up. They'd be on a short week. They'd be playing the Jets on the road. Do you think the Chiefs would be a dog on Thursday Night Football to the Jets?
No chance.
The Baltimore Ravens, I believe they're leading the division. If not, Pittsburgh Steelers. Both teams with flaws will be on a short week coming off difficult games. Would either of them be a dog at MetLife? No. Buffalo. Buffalo has exactly 0 weapons. I guess they have Amari Cooper now, so they have some weapons. They're a flawed team. That's a division game. Do we think the Bills on a short week would be a dog against the Jets? I don't. So I think this says way more about the Texans because being banged up and playing on the road on a short week is something that just happens in the NFL. But if the Texans are going to be in the echelon of the Bills, the echelon of the Chiefs, the echelon of the Ravens, the teams that we think those are the three contenders for the Super Bowl out of the AFC, they would all be favorites tonight with the same problems against the New York Jets. So to me, this line says way more about how the public feels about Houston and how they don't believe Houston is one of those teams yet, more so than it says anything about the New York Jets, because we kind of know the deal with the Jets. I just think they're getting a small advantage because of those advantages.
I will say this about tonight's game between the Texans and the Jets. I think today is sort of one of those moments for CJ Stroud. Playing quarterback in the NFL, something is always going to go wrong. That's why I really push back on this. Well, you can win if everything goes perfect. Well, that's not really how football works. Something always goes wrong. There's a drop. There's a hold. There's an injury. There's a something. And you, as the quarterback, you have to be the problem solver. You have to be the one that moves past all of the nonsense and still figures out a way for your team to win. This is a spot where a lot of young quarterbacks, they go on the road, they play poorly, and they lose. You now have CJ Stroud, and you were talking about that this team is going on the road, shorthanded, banged up, don't have all their weapons, don't have all their pieces, and they're a slight underdog in this game. If you're a Super Bowl contending team, if you're a top five quarterback in the league, if you're one of those guys, the way that I think a lot of people believe that CJ Stroud is, you figure out a way to win this game. I've seen Lamar Jackson win this game before. I've seen Joe Burrow at times win this game before. I've seen Josh Allen win this game. Has CJ Stroud had a game like this? The odds are a little bit stacked against you. The other guy has more firepower than you do. He's got Breece Hall. He's got Braylon Allen. He's got his full complement of wide receivers. He's got his tight end. He's got all of his pieces. They maybe have a little bit better defense than you do. CJ Stroud is going into a gunfight, and the other gunslinger has a little bit more ammunition than he does. That's playing quarterback in the National Football League. We all have kind of anointed Stroud as being next up, as being one of those guys. This is one of those opportunities, nationally televised game, standalone game. You're playing a marquee team, at least a name and a brand, like the New York Jets. I want to see what version of CJ Stroud that we get today. Is this a guy that just figures out a way and grinds and they figure out a victory? I'm not expecting him to go out there and throw for 300 yards and two touchdowns, but can you throw for 210 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions, and your team just figures out a way to go on the road and steal a win? Because Vegas is telling you that they think the other team is a slight favorite over you, even though the public is heavily on you. Like, if this was one of those things, how I think the general public looks at gambling, where Vegas is trying to get money on both sides, this line would have been moving further and further in the Texans' favor over the course of the last 72 hours. It hasn't. It has moved further and further in the Jets' favor because of this. I think that really goes to show you that this just feels like one of those real dangerous spots. It seems like the Texans could be walking into something tonight at MetLife.
You know, I'm not saying, we talked earlier on the show, I can't believe it was yesterday or the day before, about sometimes what you are in college is what you are in the NFL. And that's just the nature of the beast sometimes. CJ Stroud didn't win this game a lot in college. Like, he was the quarterback for Ryan Day, and Ryan Day is known in college football circles as the guy who comes up short. When it was Georgia in a playoff game, and it's time to go head-to-head, mano-a-mano with Stetson Bennett, CJ Stroud lost. When it was, hey, Michigan, go win, and you're in the college football playoff, you're at home, you're at the horseshoe, he lost. Hey, big road game, big test, rivalry game. You're in Ann Arbor. Go get a win, CJ Stroud. He lost. So if we're of the belief what happens in college sometimes translates to the league, like we talked about with Anthony Richardson, then CJ Stroud, the trend is he loses tonight. It's time to go be the man, be the guy, and the limelight's on you. He tends to fold in that moment. So I'm curious if that's just, hey, I was under Ryan Day's umbrella and he just loses these games, but I'm different. Or if CJ Stroud's going to be what CJ Stroud was in college, which is biggest game, biggest moment, fold up shop.
Yeah, no, we'll certainly find out today. I'm really excited to watch tonight's Thursday night football game between the Texans and the Jets. I'll watch it after all of the Halloween festivities have concluded itself.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.